me Monday itis will be tomorrow, Jim.
Well,
after Origin tonight.
Let's find out. Mm. Dean Bulldog Ritchie has been with the New South Wales Blues side all week, and get his thoughts on the game and anything else around rugby league at the moment. He joins us on the line. G'day, Dino.
Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Ray.
Morning, Dean.
What's the feel you're getting, Dean, coming out of that New South Wales side? I saw you at training there on Thursday morning. They looked relaxed. However, there was a level of intensity there that impressed me.
Yeah, there certainly was, Jimmy. Look, it's been a very good camp yet again. Freddie's kept a tight rein on them to some degree, but again, it's just a very relaxed camp. They seem to be laughing and smiling a lot. That shouldn't get in the way of, you know, moments when I'm sure there's intensity at training. We touched on it last week, Jimmy. The 7-day lead up to the game has been a little bit off-putting to some, but
yep.
It seems like it, before it started, it was all over, you know.
Mm.
Look, the Blues have adapted very well. The sellout sign will go up, I'm hearing, this morning, so we should get up around 82,000 people there tonight for what should be a night where, I guess, you know, history beckons for New South Wales.
Yeah, can't wait, Dino. Hey, Dino, if I could ask a couple of injury updates. Latrell Mitchell, we all saw it happen in that Roosters-Panthers game. How is he? And also, a lot of talk around James Maloney, the workload he's had, etc. How are both players coming up for tonight?
Yeah, they're okay, Ray. As for Latrell, obviously it's that neck. They heard a crack. In the end, it was just ligament damage in the back of his neck. He's fine. The only concerns that the Blues had earlier in the week weren't so much physical, just a bit more mental, yeah. As in, would he be a little bit gun-shy? They didn't want to get him into contact at training too early in the week. I'm hearing that he did have some contact around Wednesday, Thursday training run. So, look, he'll be fine, Ray. Look, he's a confident young kid.
Mm.
I'm sure it's already been pushed to one side. As for Maloney, he's got sciatic nerve issues in his back. He was training lightly on Tuesday, but as the week went on, he got better and better, and he too was involved in plenty of contact later in the week. So, look, the Blues will start to change, guys. The only issue for Queensland, of course, was Dylan Napa. He had a moon boot on up until Tuesday, but we spoke to the Queensland camp last night, and barring anything bizarre happening overnight, he'll be right for this evening.
Interesting to know how much time has been spent by the New South Wales side, and you may or may not be able to tell us this, just about Kalyn Ponga, the expectations of him, when he'll come on, where he'll come on. Have you been able to get an insight from Brad Fittler and the coaching staff about what they think of Ponga and whether they think Queensland's more dangerous with him?
It's really funny, Jimmy. It's been the talk of the town all week, Kalyn Ponga. When and how they're going to use him. It's actually been the one sort of, I guess, spicy issue which has kept everyone guessing. It's given a bit of, you know, intrigue behind the scenes. Look, I heard you about half an hour ago, Jimmy, say he'll play a first receiver role. That's the role that the Blues think he will play. The other option is if he does go back to fullback, that Billy Slater can play that second dummy half role, which he does so effectively down there in Melbourne. If you speak to some Queensland greats, so they're all adamant on one thing. You've got to give Kalyn Ponga some time on the field.
Mm.
40, 50, even 60 minutes. No point just chucking him out there with 10, 15 to go. So, look, it will be interesting to see where he pops up. No matter where it is, the Blues are obviously concerned. They know this kid is something special. And at a time when we think Queensland is slipping away a little bit, guys like Kalyn Ponga come along and remind us that the next generation of Queenslanders are going to be just as strong as the previous generation.
Yeah, Dino, okay, a lot of focus on Ponga and Inglis and Valentine Holmes, Billy Slater, Cameron Munsley's potential match winners for Queensland. Who are the potential match winners and how will New South Wales win the match if they are to finally win an Origin series tonight, Dean?
I love what I saw in Game 1, Ray, with James Tedesco. He uses a guru, a mentor, if you like, called Joe Wiebe. I spoke to Teddy during the week about Wiebe. He rings him a couple of times a week. He's going to ring him this morning before the game and possibly even he'll ring him on the way to the game. He just goes through Teddy's mindset, how he's feeling. He tells him to stay relaxed. He says, look, never be satisfied with what you've done, even after his heroics in Melbourne in Game 1. So, look, Tedesco has already said, I'm setting the bar higher tonight. So we'll see how James Tedesco can back up that. But he was unbelievable in Game 1. And Nathan Cleary, of course, Ray, he's another big story tonight. He was effective in Game 1 without being sensational, but he did everything asked of him. He guided that team around the field. This is his side, and this is his moment, really. to put himself alongside the likes of the Johns and the Camorleys and the Mortimers in leading New South Wales to a series win.
Mm. Dean, I noted that there was a special guest at training on Thursday, Simon Baker, the mentalist, who is a surfing friend of Andrew Johns. And I noticed you pitched yourself up to him pretty much straight away, didn't you? Hey.
Well, he took a look, Jim, and he said, you know what, you've got Hollywood written all over your face. So he actually came up to me, Jimmy, and then I had to knock it back. I had to do a few paragraphs for the Telegraph, but maybe next time.
Got his priorities right, Dino, oh, I mean.
Please, please.
That's why he's number one in the business.
just a bit of housekeeping, guys. Look, there's a pre-sick party on this afternoon at 2:45 at ANZ. Gates at 3:45 open. Then the residence game starts at 4.
Yes.
Then this entertainment at 6:30. Kickoff at 7:40. They pulled a national average of 3.5 million in game one, a peak of 3.9 million. The TV insiders are telling me they think that both those figures will be broken. So if the peak can hit over 4 million, it will be a massive night for not only those at the game, but also for Channel 9 and Fox Sports. Mm.
Any other news around, mate?
Yeah, there is, Jimmy. Todd Greenberg about to rubber stamp. He personally got involved in any contract talks with Matt Lodge, given Lodge's history, but he's satisfied with what he's seeing. So if the extension for Matt Lodge's contract comes about, which it will, Greenberg will support that. Robbie Farah, just don't be surprised, guys, if he pops up and asks for one more year next year at Concord. I don't think it'll happen, but there is a bit of vibe coming out of there that he may well do that. And Blake Ferguson and Tim Grant, two former Origin players linked to the Newcastle Knights. Ferguson, I'm told, even two of the facilities. Grant grew up at Newcastle and perhaps wants a return. So watch for Newcastle to be bolstered by potentially two ex-New South Wales players for next year.
Interesting. Good. Interesting. All right, Dino, get ready for the game. Enjoy it. And we'll look forward to chatting again next Sunday.
Yeah, it should be a great night. See you, boys.